walk into Chemist Warehouse and you're bombarded by yellow signs screaming discounts. Walk into Priceline and you're in a curated beauty sanctuary. Same product, opposite strategies, both printing money. Today, we're dissecting this marketing war to figure out which strategy wins and, more importantly, which one is right for your business. This matters because choosing the wrong positioning strategy can destroy your margins or kill your brand entirely. Most people think it's all about price. It's not. I've broken down both playbooks, and the winner isn't who you think. In this episode, I'm revealing the critical positioning lessons from this showdown and how to apply them to your business. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Now let's talk about the brand that changed the pharmacy category in Australia, Chemist Warehouse, the price juggernaut. Now Chemist Warehouse is like the equivalent of turning up to a party with free pizza for everyone and everyone notices. Here's what they do well. Big, loud price leadership messaging. Everything is about price. It's all caps. Bright colours and value at every corner. Their campaigns don't whisper good deal. They shout best deal you've ever seen. Relentless promotional cadence. There's always something on sale, and I mean always. The urgency and frequency train you to check back constantly. Omnichannel simplicity. Their website matches their in-store experience. Everything feels kind of cheap, fast and functional. It's clarity on purpose. Chemist Warehouse is saying one thing. We want value. You want value. And we are your value. And that's powerful because most consumers don't love ambiguity when spending money. Now let's zoom in on Priceline. Priceline is not selling price first. They're selling experience, advice, choice, and beauty expertise. Here's what they do well. They have cohesive brand personality. That calm pink palette and curated layouts mean something. They communicate beauty and self-care, not bargain hunting. Service and guidance. And staff in Priceline stores act like beauty consultants. They recommend, they advise, they personalise, and that's service marketing, not transaction marketing. Because loyalty is emotional. Their rewards program isn't just about points. It's wrapped up in personalised offers, product knowledge and repeat experiences. They have content that educates, whether it's skincare how-tos, product demonstrations or beauty insights. Priceline positions itself as a trusted guide, not just a price competitor. So who's winning, you ask? And where? Well, it depends. Because you got to look at these two brands like this. Chemist Warehouse wins if your primary trigger is price and urgency. Your customers are bargain-driven. You're targeting transactional shoppers. On the other hand, Priceline wins if your customers want advice and expertise. Experience matters more than price. Brand perception influences purchase, which means the real winner depends on what your business wants to be known for. So if you're a commodity shop competing on price alone, Chemist Warehouse teaches you something powerful. Clarity and consistency in value messaging wins. But if you're offering service, expertise, or premium positioning, Priceline teaches you that experience, curation, and education builds that loyalty. Both approaches have validity, but they serve different customer motivations. Now let's go deeper into what Chemist Warehouse is doing well and what they could improve. What they're doing well first, they're price anchoring. Pricing feels unbeatable because every offer is framed against a higher retail price. That's classic psychology. They have omnipresence and frequency, meaning you see them everywhere. Big billboards, TV spots, social ads, and that repetition entrenches the brand. They have a very simple shopping journey. Walk in, find products fast, buy products fast, no friction. So let's look at what could improve. Their experience can feel transactional. Value is great, but loyalty is low because the experience isn't personalized. Brand emotion is somewhat missing. Price often trumps connection. Emotion fuels long-term engagement. Their online engagement could also deepen. Functional, yes, but it could be more personalized and content-rich. So here's a marketing takeaway. Price sells attention, but experience builds loyalty. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Let's explore what Priceline is doing well and where they could level up. Let's start with what they're doing well. Brand personality matters. The look, the feel and voice, they're consistent, expressive and aligned with well-being. Service isn't an afterthought here. Their teams guide rather than transact. Their content educates. That builds trust, especially in beauty categories where customers are often overwhelmed by choice. Now, where they could grow. Their messaging could be clearer on value versus need. Sometimes beautiful experiences don't translate into clear reasons to buy today. Now, loyalty could be more predictive. Priceline could invest heavily in predictive CRM, tailoring offers based on purchase cadence and preferences. More urgency could help. Scarcity and urgency are under-leveraged compared to Chemist Warehouse. So the marketing takeaway is this. Trust and service grow retention, but you still need tactical triggers to drive conversion. So whether you're a franchise or any multi-location business, here's what you can take away from this rivalry. Know what you're selling, transactional or relationship. Chemist Warehouse sells transaction triggers. Priceline sells relational trust. What's your priority? Define it. Next, align experience with messaging. If your ads promise expertise and your stores must deliver expertise. If your ads promise low prices, your checkout must feel fast and cheap. Alignment does matter here. Next, use price and urgency strategically. There's nothing wrong with price leadership, but combine it with some value narratives so customers feel smart, not sold to. Next, build communities through education. Priceline's content teaches customers how to use the products. They don't just sell them, because education builds trust and trust builds loyalty. Next, loyalty programs must reward emotion and behavior, because we've talked about this before. Points are fine, but relevance is better. Reward based on behavior, not just transactions. Now, ultimately, data drives personalization. Both brands are rich in first-party data. They know what customers buy, how often, and what products tend to bundle well. That is no accident. That is a clear strategy. And Chemist Warehouse learned that price becomes perception when repeated enough times. Priceline learned that trust becomes revenue when customers feel understood. One brand is low friction and fast, and the other is engaging and thoughtful, but both have loyal audiences, but for different reasons. So for your business, and how do you apply it? Figure out which ones your customers actually want. Is it price-driven speed or service-driven loyalty? And then build the rest of your marketing around that insight. So who's winning the service marketing battle? Well, it depends on the customer you ask and the goal you measure. Chemist Warehouse will get someone through the door today because of price and convenience. Priceline will keep someone coming back tomorrow because of experience and trust. Now, if you want a marketing strategy that marries the best of both price clarity and emotional resonance, connect with me, Marissa Candy, at The Marketing Factory. Book a free call and let's get started. Because marketing isn't just about visibility. It's about value, experience, and relationships. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.